Hello, my fellow souls. How are you doing? I'm good, thank you. I'm acting a little squirrely. I don't know why. I just feel like acting a little squirrely. I always like to mimic, do impersonations. And that's kind of, I guess, what got me started going down the road of being in radio. Even as a young kid, I think my first one that I did was, W.C. Fields. I don't know why. I just started doing that, copying him. And then, who else did I do? I don't know. I've done so many. None of them spectacular, by the way. None of them spectacular. But just for the fun of it, you know, life should be filled with joy. I really think so. I had my friend Dana Van Ankevoort. He was on the radio with me today. And we plan on doing a show together. But, you know, we talked about the things we talked about off the air. I thought, man, this would be a great show. Because we've talked about so many things so openly. And if people could just do that and share experiences and thoughts and beliefs on things, what a different world this would be. We all would see things more clear, maybe, if you're open. You know, and Dana's open, I'm open. So we shared some thoughts and some things. Dana told me he had another incident. Now, maybe if you go back in my archives, you'll see that I did a show with him not too long ago where he was taken, and it wasn't a pleasant experience. But this time around, he said he was taken more recently, and it wasn't bad at all. And it was like it normally would be. So why did he have such a difficult time this previous time, before this one, where he was in a lot of pain, and his heart rate went crazy, and he was on medication, and just he thought he was going to die? And what did they do to him? And why would they do that? And what is the purpose of them doing this to begin with? And from what I know, and the people I've talked to, and I guess you have to believe one thing or another, and maybe you just keep your mind open, because maybe none of the above is right, you know? But if you go back and Google Jim Maroney, and even Marilyn Rubin on my show, both are very well known in the UFO circles, and you can even check out my buddy David Twitchell. Google some of the conversations, because he does interviews all the time with UFO experts and abductees. I mean, his own sister was abducted. And most of those people will tell you that, yeah, it can be a little bit of a frightening experience. And yes, it's confusing. But no, you don't get hurt. And sometimes you even wind up healing, or you wind up getting a secret surprise, a blessing. But most of those people will not tell you that they've had nightmarish experiences, other than their own fear will maybe drive it to that. And Marilyn even said that to me, you know, it's what you make of it. And if you go back and listen to Jim Maroney, I got to get a hold of Jim one of these days again, just to see what he's up to. Because Jim Maroney's story is amazing. It happened in 1987 in a truck stop in Canada. He's a Canadian. Jim's from, I think, the western end of Canada. And he was on his way traveling on the highway, stopped in a truck stop. It was a well-lit truck stop. It was, there were vehicles everywhere. And while he's taking a nap in his vehicle in the truck stop, they take him. They come right through his vehicle. And you're saying, well, how come nobody can see that? Because they have the ability to put a little thought in your head. I think they just put a thought in your head and you don't see them. And they do what they want. Now, why are they even doing this to begin with? What is this? You know, Whitley Strieber kind of brought it out back in the 80s. And Bud Hopkins did a lot of research on it. And they came to the conclusion that the Greys were commingling. Is that a way to put it? They were mixing with us so they could have offspring. They were breeding emotion back into the race, which apparently they had bred out of their race. And what they wanted to do was breed it back into, because they felt they needed it almost to survive, is what I kind of take away from that. And so Jim Maroney echoes that. He also echoes that they are part of a federation and that they're here to help us. And they're educating us. A lot of people they're taking, they're educating them for when a day when they make contact with us, we will have leaders that will step forward, these people that have had contact, and they will be able to explain what they're doing here so we don't freak out, I guess. So that makes a lot of sense. And I've heard that over and over and over again. And then we have people like Dana, who had this extreme experience that scared the heck out of him, and it was just very unpleasant. It was not good for his health, and he thought he was in bad shape after that experience. And I thought, why? You know, most of the experiences, granted, I haven't listened to, you know, there's thousands and thousands, and I haven't listened to all those, so. But the ones that I've come across have been more of just they take you, they impregnate you, they might implant you, they follow you around a little bit. And that goes on for your whole life. And you're scared, but it's not the worst thing in the world. It's just good that you don't understand. And when you do go through hypnosis, you have a better chance. You know, what else is going on? I mean, who's to say? But I really believe, I watched the X-Files the other night. Anybody watch that? The opening show where they, you know, they named all their incidents, and those were accurate incidents that they listed at the beginning of that show. But then they started to make it sound like the government was involved in abductions and that the Greys had nothing to do with it. And at the time I'm watching, I'm thinking, why are you doing this? Come on, really? You'd want us to believe this when I know people that have had, I mean, granted, maybe they're disguising themselves and taking people. This is going back to 1980 and before. This is going back to the 60s when people reported this, going even before then, that people were taken. So the government had technology to build these UFOs and fly around. And why would they take people? Unless they're there to, what if they're doing that to create an alternate story? What if there are those, and I'm not going to blame our government, let's just say a group of people that are trying to create disinformation. And so as the truth is coming out, they don't want certain beings to look like the good guys. And what do? We're going to create, even take people if we have to, and make it very unpleasant for them, so they maybe will talk about this in a different way. I don't know, that's speculation. There may be no truth in that. Maybe the truth is just completely different. You know, we had speculated on, because I've heard this before, that some of the beings that are visiting us are coming from different time periods. So we are actually being visited from ones in the past, the present, and the future. And the ones in the present and future are more evolved and obviously treat us better. That's why some people have better experiences and some don't. I don't know. But I can also see that maybe there are those that are trying to pass themselves off as these beings, whether it's within our own government or a government of the world or other races that are trying to stir up the pot. Because the big thing is they don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to be free. That's what it comes right down to. I'm not talking the Greys, because I think the Greys, everything I know about the Greys, they are part of that federation, that group that have really been trying to help us, but they don't interfere too much other than take our people. I guess that's not, is that interfering? And they take our people and they implant them and then they extract, well, you know what they extract from men, and then women, they impregnate them. So they want to create a hybrid race. But maybe there's more going on. There's always a speculation, always more. You know, recently, not that recently, but maybe a year or so ago, I talked to a woman who lives out in Denver, or not Denver, but in Colorado. And she's convinced that the cattle mutilations are being created by the U.S. government. And I will talk to so many people that are in the UFO world, and they'll say, no, no, no. It's definitely UFO activity, alien groups that are doing this. Who's doing it? I don't know. Why they're doing it? You can speculate that they're testing the cattle for something. One theory was that they're doing it because the government's doing it because they want to make sure that these cattle aren't poisoned in some way with all the things that are going on the planet. Well, why would you go through all that trouble? Why would you do that? Well, we don't want to alarm the people. I don't know about that. Maybe it's got to be something more going on to it than that. So I'm at a point where I really don't know. And we really haven't had many guests on talking about that. And I really haven't done like a psychic look into that kind of thing. Because those things go on. And yeah, I'd hate to be a rancher where that happens. But where I live now, that doesn't seem to be as big of a deal. Someday, if somebody's listening and you know someone that wants to talk about it, absolutely. I'd like to have them on my show and see what their experience. But we don't, as far as I know, there are no ranchers here in Upper Michigan that have had that problem. Maybe there are, they just haven't talked about it. But I don't know of anybody. First of all, there's not too many cattle ranchers, but there's people that have cattle up here. And That's becoming less and less, too, because of these huge monopolies that are taking over the cattle business. And I work with a gal who happens to have a cattle business, and they're just finding it harder and harder to survive because, you know, fortunately her husband works at a different job, and she works at the job here at the radio station as well. But then on top of that, they have all these cattle, and to try to maintain that has them on the go constantly. And then she said, you know, you're getting bought out by these bigger corporate farms. And are we getting a better product? I don't think so. I don't think we are, because corporate tends to not care. I mean, that, I don't mean to accuse anybody of anything that's not true, but I think we know how usually that works out. So getting back to Dana, he had a very pleasant, he felt was a pleasant experience this last time around, and I'll have to get him on again to talk about that. So why did he have such a horrible experience before? Was that the same group? And I'm really believing, and I'm feeling this in my own being, that it's not. It was somebody that was posing as the Grays. And why would they do that? What is the agenda? Is it to create disinformation? Did they know that maybe he was starting to come forward and talk about these things that, well, we don't want him to speak too clearly. Maybe we need to, I don't know. I'm not going to go down the road of freaking out, neither is he, but you wonder sometimes. You really wonder. Have I ever had things happen to me that seem suspicious since I started doing this? Not really. I have noticed people parked on my, not far from my road, and I live on a dead-end road, just sitting there. And I'm thinking, well, they're probably waiting for somebody. They're not waiting. They're not spying on me, I'm sure. Could they be? Maybe. I'm not out to hurt anybody. I'm not out to, I'm not going to push the conspiracy thing too much because I don't know the truth on all of that stuff. So I'm not here to steer the pot in that way. So those of you that are probably listening to me thinking, yeah, we're going to have to shut this guy up. You don't have to. I'm only here to bring love and light. That's ultimately the main thing, my main purpose for coming here. So I'm not here to do what some of these other people are doing because I just don't think it, the more you focus on, a friend of mine was telling me about this new show called Lucifer. Is that the name of it? And she felt that they were trying to downplay Satan. And she thought that, you know, this is part of the Illuminati and they're trying to get us to see things that, you know, Satan's not so bad and get us away from God and all these things and all that. And I said, you know what, I don't even look at that because to me, it, the more you focus on that, one, I don't believe that there is such a thing as Satan. I do believe there are darker energies that are part of that consciousness, but there's no hell that I know of. So these beings that are of those energies have been around for a long time, and they've been manipulating, controlling things for a long time. And I told her, and maybe she thinks I'm loony, but I said, you know, this is all foretold. This is what's going to happen. The Mayans are trying to tell us this. 2012 was the great shift, the beginning. It actually started before that, but it was the first, you know, they had it in their calendar, the end of the old ways, the beginning of the new ways, the age of enlightenment, the age of God. And that's what I believe. And so the ones that have control, yeah, they're probably still trying to do those kind of things. And maybe that TV show is trying to, I don't know what it's trying to do. Frankly, I'm not going to focus on that because whatever you focus on, you're going to get more. So I choose to focus on the more positive things and hold on to that. And my friend Joy and others always tell me, hold that space, hold that light. And by that they mean, stay connected to the light. I'll tell you what, this past year has been up and down for me. I've had another roller coaster ride. And I came out of it and I feel really great now. And I'm real focused on what I think is important. And that is, you know, the love. Bringing forward that. And so we'll see what this year brings. We'll see how many shows I continue to do. Part of me was thinking, do I even want to keep doing this? Yeah, you know, I think it's part of what I meant to do and maybe eventually continue to network with people and do that. We just haven't had time now. People have been busy, so some of the other shows I work with, we haven't been doing that neither. If somebody wants to be on the show, all you have to do is get a hold of me. You can send, you can contact me through this website and let me know if you have something you want to say, or even just something unique that you witnessed. And if you're worried about exposure, that we don't have to use your name. I think that still carries credibility. And frankly, I'm not worried about that. No. So I kind of have a theory that I think Dana was, maybe he was, somebody else was messing with him this previous time. Not the last time, but the previous time. Anybody hear anything about that? Let me know. Send me an email or contact me through Podbean, and I'd like to hear about it. It's amazing because I've heard so many different things from different people because of the shows I've done, and I've made a lot of friends. I wonder how my good buddy Art's doing. I haven't heard from him. I call him my good buddy. We've never met, but Art, he's got a unique story. I don't know if he'll ever tell it. I don't know if he listens to my podcast anymore, but Art, if you're listening, hope you're doing well. He has a really cool story. Someday, maybe, I don't know, maybe he'll share it. And it really relates to a huge incident that took place a long time ago. And I'm not going to go any more than that because I know he doesn't want me to. You know, if you go back in the archives and you want to listen to different shows, I would say Jim Maroney is one of the top ones to listen to. Marilyn Rubens, I think that was, if you're dealing with UFOs, if you search them on my page. Also, if you want to hear a really, really cool three-part story, Gord Heath. I still get a little bit of contact with Gord from time to time, but he hasn't agreed to come on my show again. I wish he would. I'd love to talk about more things because he's had a lot of strange things. But Gord Heath talks about the Kinross incident. If you don't know anything about that, that in itself is worth checking out because that is one of the most remarkable stories, and Gord knows everything about it. He seems like he was there, somehow connected to it. A lot of strange things happened to him after that Kinross incident. This took place in 1952, I think it was. Another great story that you can Google, not Google, but you can search on my site here, is Frank Fischino and his Flatwoods Monster incident. Yeah, I know you probably listened to these already, some of you, but if you haven't, that whole incident in itself, right around the same time period as the Kinross incident, how was that covered up? Because you think that to this day we'd still be talking about it. There are things that have happened. And then there's also, I haven't talked to Linda in a long time. I need to get a hold of her too. The dog man, I find that interesting. These creatures that supposedly are even up here. Now people are going to freak out and go, what are you talking about? It's nothing to be afraid of. And generally they really don't hurt you. But they scare the hell out of you. I'll say that. Maybe that's what their purpose is. Anyway, we look forward to those kind of things. I'm going to try to contact some people that I haven't talked to in a while and bring Dana in and do some shows with him. And I know I have Tammy, who I've talked to recently, and she started doing investigations and things like that. So she said she wants to do a show with me. So I'm sure we'll line that up too. So until the next time, peace, love, and great joy. And, of course, also, you know, Sarah, I had her on not too long ago, and she wants to bring other people in. So some weeks I may not have anybody, so I'll just kind of shoot the breeze a little bit. And maybe I don't even need to do that, but I know you kind of need to fill the void a little bit on a consistent basis. You need to talk about things. One thing I really want to talk about in the future is the Masters of the Far East. I'm rereading that. Has anybody read that? Those are the greatest series of books I've ever read. In my opinion, and I love going back and looking at them again. And it's about a man who took a journey in 1894. His name is Baird Spaulding, and he claims to have met these enlightened masters that could do incredible things, amazing things. And he wrote 6 books about it after he returned. He stayed there for 3 years. I think him and about 19 other people. They went there to find out about these masters. They documented everything that happened. And they met some pretty amazing beings. And if it's true, then it supports what I believe and have believed for a long time, that we all have the potential to become really great beings with unlimited potential. And Dana and I were talking about that when he came in today. And he said, yeah, I can see that too. Anyway, you have a great week, great life, great time, weekend. And I will talk to you soon. And peace, love, and joy to you.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.